Hey, you want that to go?
I'm Todd Zwillick, and it is time for Takeouts, the top news stories that we want you to be following today and this week. First up, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, is in studio as usual. Now, Louise, the world is focused on the European countries and on Greece and on Greece's deficits and the Eurozone, but domestic analysts are paying attention to Washington and the U.S. Treasury today. What's going on there?
Well, Todd, you wouldn't believe, you know, after I wrote an article this weekend about Greece's debt, how many reader emails I got from people saying, let's not be all high and mighty here. The U.S. has quite a big debt problem. And a lot of people today will be watching when the Treasury announces the monthly deficit figures for January. It comes out every month. December was the worst month on record. Just for that month, we had a deficit of $91 billion. This is bringing up our year-to-date close to $400 billion. And at this rate, our interest costs just for our debt are skyrocketing. And economists estimate that by 2014, we'll be paying $516 billion just in interest every year, which is more than all of our spending on domestic programs.
Just on interest to service the debt. And Congress just had to raise the debt limit to something in the $14 trillions, correct?
Right.
Okay, so this is obviously a political football that gets kicked around in Washington. The administration will say, yeah, we're spending to get out of this recession. We're spending to create jobs. Is that fair?
Well, you know, more and more studies are showing that we're really going to have to cut spending, increase taxes. You know that there's this commission that the president plans to announce on Thursday, a bipartisan commission to look at how to reduce the debt. They'll come up with some recommendations. The other thing that you need to be watching is what are foreign countries doing with regards to their holding of our debt? Because we are reliant. And one thing that went little noticed, but it came out yesterday, is that the December figures for foreign holdings of our debt, it showed that China sold $34 billion of their debt, and that made them no longer the largest holder of our debt. Now Japan is. China became the largest holder of our debt in September of 08, right at the beginning of this crisis. So this shifting is something to watch, and you need to make sure foreign countries are holding it.
As the president tries to deal with debt and see if the other side, Republicans, will even participate, Louise Story, our reporter on Wall Street and finance from The New York Times, thanks.
Let's check in on Vancouver right now, where John Branch is covering the Winter Olympics for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome back to the show, John.
Thank you.
A couple of big things going on right now. Snowboarding, men's snowboarding about to begin. What is it looking like for there in terms of medal winners?
Well, tonight is is the men's halfpipe competition, and I think anything other than a Shaun White gold medal will be considered one of the bigger upsets of the games.
Because we haven't seen him enough.
Right.
Exactly.
But the big story today is really skiing, women's downhill. We've got the Lindsey Vonn. She's injured, and people are wondering whether or not she's going to be able to perform at her top.
That's right. She had she had banged her shin against the inside of her boot during a wreck a couple of weeks ago, and there was talk just a few days ago whether or not she'd be able to ski at all. She is skiing. She's a little sore, but the downhill is her event, and kind of like Shaun White, she's the prohibitive favorite, and it'll all depend on how well she can handle this this injured shin.
Is there someone else who's hoping to maybe take advantage of this and come out on top?
You know, she has several rivals, including some good friends. Maria Reich is one of them from Austria. And, you know, the one thing about skiing, and it's probably different than the halfpipe and snowboarding, is that the course can change very much. Anybody can really come out of nowhere. All it takes is one, you know, stiff breeze when Lindsey Vonn goes over a jump, and suddenly she loses a few one-hundredths of a second, and suddenly she's not in first place. So skiing has a lot more variables than people probably give it credit for. So to see Lindsey Vonn not win a gold medal would not be a huge surprise.
Okay, John Branch is a sports writer for our partner, The New York Times, covering the Winter Olympics from Vancouver.
Our last takeout comes from you, our listeners, and how to turn your hobby into a business.
My hobby is traveling, and I would love to be one of those fortunate souls that is allowed to travel, get it paid for, and turn it into a TV show. Doesn't really matter what the format would be. That would be my ideal hobby job.
Yeah, you and me both. We talked yesterday about ways you can turn what you love to do into how you earn a living. That's one of the many stories we got.
Here's another one from Mark in New York. He posts to our site, after 25-plus years in IT, I was laid off in August. I combined my high-tech background with my love of architecture and design to create a new business. It uses software tools to create 3D animated models of homes and apartments. Those models help architects, contractors, realtors, and individuals visualize what their home might look like with a little imagination.
Bobby went to our website too, and she writes, "I'm a very good photographer and an excellent Photoshop artist." Now, apparently, photography is a big hobby that many of our listeners also want to take up.
My name is Chris Padgett. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I lost my real job earlier this year, and I've taken up photography full-time. I'm actually on my way to shoot two different things right now, in the car, in the snow, on the way. And I got to tell you, I'm not making a lot of money right up front, but it's awesome.
All right, Chris, that sounds great, but Gene has a piece of advice before you take up photography.
My name's Gene, and I'm from South Jersey. I'm a professional photographer, and I'd sure like to turn this profession into a hobby. Nice warm beaches, maybe a little sand on the camera, no clients, no art directors, no kids, no BS.
Okay, Gene might be having a bad week.
See, this is, you know what, Todd, this is the danger when you take your hobby and you turn it into a job, because it's something that you love, but you love it when you don't have to do
have
it
to do it
in order to make money
and then
at
go
it.
Back to your real life.
Exactly.
You can tell us about anything that's on your mind, including what hobby you'd love to have as a job. 8778MYTAKE, or of course you can post to the website, thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.